the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Now, from one extreme form of working in remote places to the less extreme form of remote working. Slap bang in the middle of summer, while many of us are dreaming of packing up the work tools for good, some people are making the most of working remotely, keeping their jobs while travelling around the world. Shifra McQueen reports.
I suppose it was a little bit of an eat, pray, love moment. Without the love, I've got to say, but there was eating and definitely a lot of praying, but we haven't found the love part yet.
Journalist and digital nomad Fiona Alston has moved from Ireland to Estonia.
I got notice given to me on the cottage that I was renting in Bray, and I just decided that that was probably the opportune time to, I don't know, start living out of a suitcase for a little while. I just took off, really. I suppose some people kind of describe it as blowing up your life, but at the end of the day, you just have to see where the pieces are going to fall when that happens. The first time I saw Old Town was on a poster on my wall. I didn't even know where Tallinn was. I'd ripped this poster out of National Geographic. For me, what I was probably craving was to be on my own. I've always had a very busy head being a journalist. In the winter time, we get so much snow, but there is nothing better than just walking through the park. It's so quiet. All you hear is the crunch of the snow under your feet, and there's just nothing. Nobody's driving. Nobody is talking. It's just silence. It's really beautiful. If you're really quiet, you can hear some of the bells in the distance.
My name is Evelina Krušinskaitė. I am Lithuanian, but I grew up in Ireland. And currently I'm a digital nomad. So I run my own business, essentially a social media agency style business. I'm also a travel content creator and I help some clients with admin. I'm dreaming of the
road again. Evelina is just back from Kyrgyzstan in Central Asia.
When I decided to go to Kyrgyzstan, most people were kind of like, whoa, where is that? And how do you pronounce it again? I had no idea what to expect. It's 90% mountains, which actually makes it one of the world's least crowded countries. You can really feel it when you're driving through because there's just so many mountains, so many fields, and then wild horses everywhere. I think I've been quite independent from a young age because I'm an only child. So yeah, I'm very comfortable going out, doing things by myself, hiking. You have to kind of learn to be comfortable in your own skin.
Evelina fits her work around her travels.
Whether that means working later in the day or working early in the morning, I would kind of work on the bus if I had to. It's not all glamorous every single day, but it just works. The most random or secluded place, I would say, was trekking to the Annapurna base camp in Nepal in the Himalayas. We would stop in tea houses. You're about 3,000 to 4,000 meters up. I feel like sometimes the Wi-Fi can be actually better in those tea houses than it is in my house in Mayo.
I saw a TikTok video and it kind of seemed clickbaity almost.
I've saved tens of thousands of dollars on rent and accommodation while I've been traveling for the past 6 years just because of house sitting.
And I was like, yeah, yeah, okay, sure.
Despite her skepticism, photographer Molly Keane and her boyfriend, who's a remote tech advisor, decided to set up a house sitting profile.
We've been to Portland in the Pacific Northwest in the States in Oregon. We've been to the Netherlands, Berlin, Vancouver. Through house sitting, we've been able to save so much money by not paying rent or utilities. We have managed to save up a deposit for a house, so it's been really amazing for that.
As part of the house sit, they also mind the owner's dogs.
We have Leela, the blue heeler German Shepherd cross, who kind of looks like she's smiling when she greets you. A dog, Ghibli, in Amsterdam, knew the differentiation between footpaths and bike lanes. I think one of the nicest things is they really sort of force you to slow down and be present. In New York, we were wandering around Central Park with little Oscar. He was a little beautiful Havanese. We came across this jazz concert because we had this little dog with short little legs. He wanted a break. He wanted to sit down and watch the jazz concert. So we all sat down and watched the jazz. It was beautiful.
I was hitchhiking around. I was sleeping in train stations. I was relying on couch surfing a lot. I couch surfed in a cave in Jordan. So I also couch surfed with an elephant handler in India. He had 12 elephants. I was sleeping in the stable with his elephants. It was a pretty intimate experience. There's a lot of snoring, but I really have had a lot of random jobs. I've worked in hostels, I've worked in bars, I've been a goat herder.
From backpacker to businessman, Will Hatton has set up the first co-working accommodation in Bali.
Whilst I was travelling and staying in hostels and trying to experience the best of the hostel life, I was just finding it incredibly difficult to get any meaningful, deep work done.
Since opening in 2022, Tribal Hostel has been busy.
People working for themselves, people working in marketing, people working in online finance, a lot of cryptocurrency people, traders, people designing AI bots, everything from 18-year-olds who have just dropped out of school and are trying to find their feet in the difficult world of being an online entrepreneur, to much older hands. And it's just so cool seeing people meet, seeing people have these conversations, and a lot of people end up working together. But I definitely think that if people are willing to work the digital nomad lifestyle, it is amazing, because whilst you end up working a lot in the earlier stages, ultimately you should get to a point where you are master of your time, which is quite rare in most careers.
I was talking to somebody that's doing work for me. He's in Berlin at the moment. And then I've got a guy who helps me on design who pretty much spends half of his year in Bali. It does make it interesting, certainly the start of the calls, well, I was checking to say, where are you this week or where are you this month? Well, you could also get weather envy when you're listening to people talking about being in Bali or...
Performance and leadership coach, Shane Craddock.
You know, for a lot of people, travel is a very good way to open your mind and actually to bring in creativity, being in a new place. The more you're exposed to nature and outside fresh air and light, that your brain and your nervous system get an immediate positive boost. So there's also kind of a bizarre phenomenon where they've shown that stock market returns can be slightly higher in warm, sunny weather because people are more willing to take risks. It's a little indicator that good weather or being exposed to good weather has a big impact on people's mindsets.
But Shane says all of us, not just those working overseas, can make the most from nature.
The danger when you're working remotely is that you could actually be in the most beautiful environment, but still locked in your mind, in your head, or locked in the laptop. It doesn't matter whether you're in Burr or whether you're in the Bahamas. Change your view, change your perspective, get exposed to nature. Research where they show that if you looked at something green, like a natural green scene, whether it was a green roof or green trees for 40 seconds, it was a radical reduction in the chance of you making mistakes in the next hour of your work. But also experiencing new sounds, like birds, could be water, that's having a massive impact on our creativity in particular. It's also showing that there's a massive reduction in stress. And stress is a massive killer to productivity.
For digital nomads, sometimes soaking up the sun and green spaces means sacrificing time with those closest to us.
So I could be out for a drive in Thailand or hiking up the mountain, and I'd stop for a coffee and suddenly I get a text from my mum and she'd say, you know, where are you? Or how's your day going? Or she'd send me a photo of her garden. And suddenly I don't really feel like I'm thousands of miles away. It kind of brings me straight back to home, to Mayo.
But sometimes the definition of home changes as they move.
When I did walk into Thailand for the first time, for me, it was one of those moments of just absolute wow. You know, your heart is beating fast in your chest and you're just thinking, I have arrived. It was like that feeling that you get in your chest when the bass drops. You know, in that song, Sigur Rós's Hopi Pola? Ireland feels like home for me. But at the moment, Estonia is where I want to be.
Shifra McQueen reporting there.